You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
All right, we come to you on this Thursday evening. Take you right till 6:30. Brought to you by Casamigos Tequila, as always, our sponsor. We thank them for their patronage. Brought to you by those who drink it. And we should also note that George Clooney and his wife donated a million dollars to the cause, and actually split it up among a bunch of little different charities, including the SAG AFTRA Fund and the L.A. Mayor's Fund and a fund in Italy and everything else. So that's very nice. He's one of the owners of Casamigos, is why I bring it up. But nice to see him do his part, more than his part, as a matter of fact. We come to you on this night where the unemployment numbers today, 13%, the highest since the Great Depression. Now, there's no real unemployment like that. We understand that we forced the stoppage, so it is a different situation. But that is how many people we calculate are out of the work at the present time. Looking at the unemployment numbers, 13%, it'll be far worse than that in the weeks to come as we begin a slow move towards the reinstatement of our lives and our economy at some point. We don't know when. De Blasio said today that he would prefer that nothing happened until June. Now, that's not firm yet. The only thing that's firm is the end of April. That is firm. Everyone's on board for that. We don't know what will happen past that. We don't know if they will try and do something then or decide not to do something then. The numbers and the statistics are very contradictory. The number of cases is alarming. The deaths are spellbinding in their size. They're still going up. Every night's a bigger number, but clearly the amount of people going to the hospital is going down significantly. The number of people hitting intensive care going down significantly. So that looks like a positive. Hard to call it that when you see so much death to the point where they don't know what to do with the bodies, that they have to call in more people because they don't have enough funeral directors to handle the bodies, which sounds ghoulish even to talk about, but it is fact. They don't know what to do with the bodies. And it's hard to look at this as being a positive on any hand or in any way when you look at it in the through the prism of, you know, almost 800 deaths in New York State on a given night. And the numbers just ticking away into the thousands and thousands and thousands each passing day. So very hard to take that. But that's where we are right now. The Senate couldn't get a deal done. What a shock. The market is not acting like the numbers suggest it should because of the Fed stepping up and putting forth such enormous liquidity and basically saying, hey, we will heal all wounds. You got a business in trouble? We'll take care of it. Got a business? We'll take care of it. Got a problem? We'll take care of it. Now, can they take care of every problem? We'll see. Is this an endless supply? We'll see. A lot of people, I watched a lot of guys who are very wise on business debate that today. There were good points made on each side. I know it is something that is not positive in the long run. I just don't know what the alternative would be. It would be chaos right now. This is something we created. We decided from a, or we didn't, but our leaders decided that they had to take great economic risk and stop the economy cold to save lives, to flatten the curve. It looks like they are doing that. Even though we got a late start, it looks like they are doing that. It looks like that is happening. But we are still going to lose a good amount of people, although it looks like it may not be as many as was forecast a few weeks ago. And that might turn out to be a positive. We'll see. Everyone we save is a positive. And we'll see where we wind up in that regard. We're just not there yet. We just don't know. So we don't know if we will be trying and attempting a comeback in early May or attempting one in mid-May or attempting one in late May or early June. We just don't know yet. Have to play that one day at a time and see where we are. Just put one foot in front of the other and see where tomorrow takes us. It will be a very different Easter, Good Friday, Easter, Passover than you've ever seen before. Nothing ever prepared you for this. Nothing could. And we are in a very, very strange place. And I actually went out for, I had to pick up something at the drugstore. So I hadn't gone to the store since the weekend. I went to one supermarket on Saturday morning. So now it's Thursday. I hadn't been out since. I mean, I've been out of the house, but I had not been to any establishments. You have to wear the mask now because that's what they're calling for. They don't even let you in the store without the mask on. So that is, and as you think about it, you get in the car. My daughter gets in the car with me, but she can't come in the supermarket with me. One to a customer, one person to a cart. They don't want overcrowding. You wait in line to go into the store or to go into the pharmacy. It's just so bizarre. And you sit here and you say, barring a gift from God, which would be, and this would be a nice weekend for it, barring a gift that would create some drug that would work immediately. And I'm not talking about a vaccine because we know that would take at least a year. Even more. We're talking about a therapeutic that has been used on humans before that now can be dusted off and either in combination with something else, creating some kind of cocktail, or by itself just works on the virus. Is that possible? Yes. Is it likely? We know it's been debated, it's been discussed. We don't know. We want to believe, yes. Bill Gates is a good go-to person on this for a couple of reasons. Number one, you know he's bright. Number two, he has incredible unlimited resources. And number three, he has made these diseases and how the world deals with these diseases his world, his life's ambition. And he said, I think we will have everyone moving about by summer. I think we will have the kids back in school by fall. This is Gates. But he said, we will not have what we consider a normal, meaning anywhere near where we've been in our lives. We will not be back there before autumn 2021 because he says it'll take that long to come up with a drug that works. When you think of the, when you think that thought, when you think that there could be a year and change that's like now or maybe just a smidge better, it doesn't seem possible. But it could be a reality to which that we have no alternatives to. It is, though, a very, on this April evening, it is a scary thought, a very scary thought. Back after this. You hear me every year on the fan, Thanksgiving Tuesday, for as long as you can remember, I've always done the World Hunger Year. We've done it with Bill Ayers. We've done it through the years. Did it again this year. We always raise a lot of money. You guys are always very generous at that time. It's always Thanksgiving time. We think about that. We think about the hungry. We think about those that are less fortunate. Well, right now in these crazy times, in these very different times, in these, to say the least, highly unusual times, there is a enormous shortage of food. There is a very, very large food crisis. There are a lot of people hungry. There are a lot of food pantries that are not well stocked. The cycle is not working as it normally does. So if you can, first, as I always tell you, if you need help in any way, it's the same number. Use the same number. So if you can donate, if you can help, 1-800-5-HUNGRY. And if you need help, same number, 1-800-5-HUNGRY. And they'll help you. They'll get you to the right place. And in this crazy time where, you know, it puts enormous strain on people's resources and it does put a lot of strain on people that a lot of people don't think about. People don't realize how tough this can be in a lot of different ways. So you have to take that into consideration. So I know that maybe you don't think in the same terms of normal charities and stuff, but you should. And again, it's 1-800-5-HUNGRY. That's the number. If you need them, that's the number if you want to donate. It's the same number. So they're there. They can get you to the food pantry. They can get your food. They can get ready-made stuff for you. So they can help you out if you are in need or you, on the other hand, can help. Let's get some calls in here as we take you to the bottom of the hour. They'll play the Met game for you. Howie will be on. They'll play the Met game for you as they look back right after the program. I will be on tomorrow on Good Friday. We'll be on Easter Sunday from 9 until 1. Ted in Belrose. What's up, Ted?
Hey, Mike. How you doing, man?
Good. What's happening?
Got to ask you a question. You know, a lot of people may not realize this, but there are more Chinese living in New York City than any other place in the world outside of China. So all the criticism, and I understand about, well, the minute our administration caught wind of what was going on there and the WHO didn't quite get the information out as quickly as they should have.
That's not true. Listen, be fair. I'm not going to debate because that's silly to debate. Let's be honest, okay? Whether you like the president or don't, he wasn't quick to the draw on this one. I mean, that's just the fact. I mean, listen, you can't argue it, man. The guy got up there and called it a hoax. I mean, we all saw it. I mean, so no, you can't say he didn't. He did. He didn't take it seriously. So
no,
we got a late start. Yes, we have a lot of people in close proximity to each other, and we have a very, very big group of every group of people. We of every group, so we obviously have a lot of people who come from that part of the world. And there were a lot of flights. You saw the stories of how many flights, direct flights there were from that province. Still, even after the fact, how many flights there were into JFK and LaGuardia after that fact. And maybe that's the reason, and thanks for the call. I don't know the reason, nor do you, exactly why we have become such a hotspot. And not just New York City, but Long Island, New Rochelle, out in Stony Brook, okay? But we're past, listen, I understand it's a presidential year. I understand we're very polarized. I understand that people want to be pro and anti the president. Right now, we got to be past who did what and when. Okay? Let's get past that. Let's get past the gotcha stuff. Let's get past, oh, you did this, you did that, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, that's your fault, that's your fault. And let's figure out how we get the sick healthy, and how we get past this, and how we move forward, and what the steps are. Hey, if it takes every resource we have, use it. If it takes laboratories around the world and around the country and in every college in this country whirling 24 hours a day to come up with something that works, do it. Go back and look what we did when we entered World War II and how quickly we went from doing nothing to being able to produce what we needed around the clock. We could do that then, we can do it now. Whether it's producing medical goods, producing tests, or having laboratories and the smartest biotechs and the biggest drug companies in this country and in the world do everything within their resources. Hey, I don't care. Someone brought up this morning on CNBC, put up a economic incentive. If that's what it takes, do it. Have the government put up $10 billion to the company that comes up with the right stuff, that comes up with the vaccine, that comes up with the therapeutic. Whatever works, if it takes economic incentive, if it takes us working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, whatever it does for us to get back to being who we are, that we get back healthy and that we get the economy back healthy, and we do both. That's the idea. We got time later to blame everybody. We can then decide whether, you know, then the country can decide whether they want Trump for 4 more years or they want Biden for 4 years, okay? That's what they can decide. And they can have it out in October and November and after Labor Day, and they can debate it every day, which they will. And they can decide who's to blame, and they can decide who should lead. But right now, we have problems to fix. We got people dying. We have hospitals that are stretched as far. A doctor called me today and said, listen, we're going to have a fundraiser to raise money for hospitals. Will you help us? I said, yes. Would you appear? I said, yes. So they're planning that right now to raise money, because the hospitals are not doing elective surgery. So they are stretched past being stretched. They need money. You don't realize how much cities, states, municipalities that can't pay their workers, can't pay the people who work for the city, the state, the towns, pay the pensions, okay? All that stuff has got to be funded. New York already is somewhere between 15 and 20 billion in the red during this time. Hospitals are in the red. Everybody is going to be in the red. So we got a ton of things to do. We created an incredible, we were hit with a tremendous force, this virus. which has shaken us to our core, and we put the brakes on an economy that makes it scary to get it restarted and very expensive to get it restarted. So we got time later to blame people. Let's all work together now and get it fixed, and then we can figure out. Then everyone can get together and decide who they want to be president after that. Dan in East Meadow, what's up, Dan?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good. Hope all is well with you and your
Thank
family.
You. Thank you. So far, so good. Thank you.
Great. Same here. So, MLB, worst case scenario, Mike, if there's no season, and I hope someone from MLB is listening on your show tonight, please continue the Field of Dreams game. And I will tell you why. Because in the movie, there were no fans. Just have the Field of Dreams game, August 8th, Yankees, White Sox. Give us that at least. What do you think?
I hadn't really thought about it. You must have tickets.
No.
Well, listen, if it's safe, why not? I mean, I think just like I – and thanks for the call. I think that we're going to need diversions. I think there will be a season of some – I think baseball will have a season of some kind. I believe that. I'm not sure about the NBA. I'm not sure about the NHL. Some things are not going to be able to be fixed. I'm not sure about those. I think baseball will have something. It might have to have a split season. But I think anything that they can pull off safely that's a diversion is a positive. Just like that's why I'm pro having the draft, because I think it will be a very good diversion. It's not putting anybody in harm's way. It can be handled electronically. They have the ability to handle it electronically, and that makes it a positive. I think we should have it then. Paul in Roxbury, what's up, Paul?
Hey, Mike, curious if you think this virus is going to have a long-term negative impact on sports. I got to be honest. I'm a diehard Giants season ticket holder. I follow football season into basketball, into hockey, into baseball. And I got to be honest, I'm not missing it that much. I wonder if other people, the casual fans, are going to be in the same boat. I think this is going to have long-term repercussions financially, ratings, et cetera, on the sports.
I think it's a fair point you bring up. I think it is something that sports doesn't want to even think about. Thanks for the call. I think you bring up a very fair point. I think we are going to examine when this is over. This is going to be a game changer. This is going to be a game changer in every way. Schools are going to be different. Everybody's industry is going to be different. The way we conduct business every day is going to be different. Why have everybody commute if people can work more cheaply from home? Not everybody, but some people. You bring up the appetite for sports. Do I think there'll be sports? Absolutely. Will it be as crazy as it's been? Will it be as just over the top, unbridled in its growth as it's been? I've never seen sports decrease in popularity or in terms of producing revenue in my lifetime. Now I might for the first time. And that's a very real possibility. And you could be very right. I think every part of our lives, including sports, will be examined and could be open for change. Howie's got the game coming up. Stay safe. We'll see you tomorrow. I'll be with you on a good Friday. Casamigos Tequila sponsors the program, as always, brought to you by those who drink it. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083. Or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.